We're back.
We're back.
Hello.
I must address, Lily left us a comment here just a little bit ago.
Lily has spoken for Stinny.
Lily writes, I think John Lennon would be fun for about 5 minutes and then would annoy the crap out of me for being a sanctimonious bastard. I think Paul would be a better conversationalist. And I agree with you. That's exactly how I feel about John Lennon. I think it'd be, you know, be like, cool to meet him, and then I'd be like, oh, okay. Stop preaching at me.
Well, I must admit that if I could have dinner with any of the Beatles, I mean, I like John, and y'all can say what you want to about him, but
yeah.
Mine would be George. I just think
George
would be
my
a
favorite
kind,
Beatle.
Interesting, and wryly, dryly humorous.
Yeah. George is my favorite Beatle, but actually, the honest to God's truth is, if I was going to invite any of them to dinner, it'd probably be Ringo. I just think it'd be more fun. I just think it'd be more fun to hang out with him. I just think it'd be more of a laugh.
Used to hang with Harry Nilsson. You can't hang with Harry Nilsson.
Back in the old days, maybe Paul, but I think Paul is just probably just as sanctimonious now, and definitely believes his own hype and thinks he's way cooler than he actually is. John, I think, just would be hard to take. Or, like I said, I would just confront
what about
him.
Why are you so? How do you feel about Skip? Pete Best.
Skip wouldn't be any fun.
Pete Best would have a chip on his shoulder. That would never work.
Pete Best would just... Pete's not happy
one.
At all.
I was
Pete's
one.
Not, yeah, exactly. You got rid of me.
Would have been me.
Playing a little...
Whole blind.
Oh, I just got 50 points here. I'm playing my slot machine game. Kelly with an IE, it's the game I'm playing. It's a slot machine game, and it's called Margarita Madness.
Yeah.
And if I hit the big jackpot, if I hit the big 10,000-point jackpot, I'm going to pledge some money. I don't know how much, but...
Well, you know, I have no doubt that I'm going to make it to 2 million, but I'm going very slowly right now because I'm working on so many other podcast-a-thon things, but I am at 68,440.
She's getting there,
I haven't lost my points yet, so that's a good sign.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. But I tend to be leaving some words in the grid, whereas I normally don't. So,
yeah. That's,
but I am working at other things. That's all for you. So, you know,
it's all
get
for
off
you
my
listen.
Back.
Yeah, for Christ's sake.
You're tearing me apart.
I started this round of slot machine things with the. I'm playing the 25-cent slot, and I started with 1,000 credits, which is I don't know how much money. I don't feel like doing the math. And I'm down to 445 credits, but I was down to like 301 a little while ago. So I'm starting.
Oh,
to,
crap!
Starting
I
to
thought
make
we got a
up.
Comment, and it was somebody on the damn Glenn list. Okay, I'm gonna play a game while we're online. Okay.
Yeah, I'm playing right now. Should we do anything else this segment, or are we just gonna play?
Oh, I don't know. What do you wanna do? D R E.
We could do. We could do more people coming to dinner.
Oh, okay. Let's do that. Hang on a second.
Yeah, no, I gotta.
I can have this.
I gotta consult my list
before you even.
It's difficult for me to switch back and forth because the slot machine game really eats up a lot of my memory, and my computer does not like to do more than one thing while that's going on. Oh, we did favorite fart last time. I forgot to mention.
Yes, we did. Oh, Lily admits to farting.
Lily. Shame on you, Lily.
Would have
farts.
Never thought it of you.
I certainly would never have thought that she'd admit it, Lily, and I am proud of you. I'm telling your mom that you fart. I think I forgot to mention in the description of the episode that we were talking about our favorite fart.
Yes.
I couldn't remember what we talked about. It was so long between the time that we stopped talking and the time that we uploaded the episode. I couldn't remember that. We talked about favorite fart for like 5 minutes. I'm losing it. How many more shows
farts.
Do we have to go?
Somewhere around 100, I think.
No.
Oh, okay.
There's only 48.
I need an A word.
There's actually 49.
I need an A word and I'm done.
Do you remember when we worked that out the first time we did the blogathon? That it's not 48, it's actually 49 because you have to post one more.
Oh, did we work that out? That sounds like something that
I mean,
may have come around 4:30 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. We figured that out then. We were like, oh, we can't even, it's not like we couldn't go to bed at 6, at, you know, at 5:30.
Wit! Did everybody hear my wit? That means I got all my words.
Oh, good for you. I heard
okay,
something.
Okay, so we're going to talk about people to dinner?
Yeah, let's do our next
okay.
little pile of people to dinner here. Topics. Okay. Here, hang on, where's my list? Here it is. Who's your next person?
Well, my next one, if you're going to invite Jesus, then, you know, next on your list has to be Alan Arkin.
Well, of course, that follows. Well,
Jesus and Alan Arkin. I mean, no, now, many times people have said, you know, who would you most like to meet and what, you know, da-da. Mm-hmm. And I never include Alan Arkin in that list because I just figure I would be so gobsmacked and embarrassed myself and, you know, I could never meet Alan Arkin. Right. But I just have a feeling that in a large dinner setting with a lot of other people, I could, you know, I could kind
with
of rig in on his conversations to the people beside of him and see what he eats. And I'd like to have Alan Arkin at dinner. He could bring his Arkin bean. I don't know.
Well, be careful you don't serve meat. I think he might be a vegetarian.
Here. Okay.
I suspect.
Let's see. Well, he can sit beside of Jesus.
Yeah, he can sit. He can sit on the right hand. He sitteth at the right hand. Alan Arkin sitteth at the right hand of Jesus.
Jesus, so he's my number two.
All right. Well, I think I managed to work this out so that I invited 5 men and 5 women. Let me just count them real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, I did.
I'm very man heavy.
So I'll do one of my women this time. Amelia Earhart.
If you can find her.
Well, that's the thing. Well, so she's listen.
Be hard.
She's
well,
got to be
right.
dead by now, right?
Now anyway, like so Jack, she can come. Yeah.
Like Jack Benny. So, because first of all, I just have to find out what the hell happened. Seriously, where did you go? Where did you end up? What happened? What happened, Amelia?
Just tell me.
But
I won't
even,
tell. Just tell me what happened.
Even previous to all that, I think she must have lots of great stories about being a woman flyer in those days, and you know, she was a pioneer. I like women that are pioneers.
That's somebody I would have never, you know. Once you said Jack Benny, I would. Oh yeah.
You're like, yeah, of course.
I mean, that's.
She's not the one that I suspected would overlap. So.
Yeah.
Well, mostly because I knew you hardly have any women on your list at all.
Yeah.
Almost no women.
I only got two.
I have 5. It's nice and even.
Yeah.
It's nice and even.
I have
way.
A feeling that yours is, well, I don't know. I have a feeling yours is probably going to be a more well-rounded, more thoughtful list than
it's not as esoteric as you might think.
When I ended up with my list, I thought, now here's 10 people. I could sit at a table and just let the good times roll with these 10 people.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Well, I mean, some of these people are a little bit,
maybe
a little
high. We all know how Jesus lets the good times roll.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Gets a couple of drinks in him. Anything goes with Jesus. Can you imagine playing playing charades with Jesus? It'd be kind of fun. Pictionary. Jesus, that doesn't look anything like a dog. I thought it was a horse. I'm going to hell.
Oh, poor Jesus. I'm inviting Jesus to my party. I don't care what you say.
Listen, I didn't say anything. Michelle's the one who thinks Jesus is the title. I just think he can't probably draw. I think he was probably too busy preaching as a little boy to learn how to draw. He probably doesn't. Probably just can't quite perfect the faces and stuff of dogs. That's all. Looks sort of horse-like. Yeah. All right. That's. I think we're done.
I think that probably is it. Yeah.
I'm out. I'm out of things to say.
Yeah.
Well. This was fun. And good news, Michelle has sent me a text chat that says Yoko's totally not invited, so that's
good. Oh,
good.
You won't have to worry about that. Yeah.
All right, gang. We'll be back in the next half hour.
Yep.
Keep listening.
Keep listening. If you haven't pledged, pledge.
Oh, yeah, there's still time. You can always pledge. You can pledge whenever you want.
Yes.
We'll talk to you all next time.
Okay.
Bye.